You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So good to see all of you here this evening on this Christmas Eve. I know you have a million things going on at the house. I know there are probably people due in any time, and yet you are here in your appointed place of worship because priorities. So the Advent season that we're in comes to an end this evening with the coming of the Christ child into the world and the coming of Christ into every human heart. Our time of Advent preparation has finally come to its predestined end, and it is totally appropriate for all of us, brothers and sisters in Christ, both from the Shepherd Methodist Church and from First Methodist Church Splendora, I see you out there, and from the community, to assemble together here tonight to proclaim the appearance at long last of the blessed hope, the grace of God bringing salvation to us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our epistle tonight is from Titus, the second chapter. Listen to what is written. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and in a godly manner in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, eager for good deeds. What Titus is trying to tell us, he says, God's readiness to give and forgive has gone public. Salvation's now available to everyone. We've been shown how to turn our backs on a godless, indulgent life and how to take on a God-filled, God-honoring life instead. This new life, Titus tells us, is starting right now. And it's whetting our appetites for this glorious day when our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, appears. Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice to free you and me from a dark, rebellious life and lead us into a good, pure life, making us a people he can be proud of. And I like the way the Message version of the Bible puts it here, a people energetic in goodness. Do you feel energetic in goodness today? Energetic in goodness. That's the result of an encounter with the living Christ. We have an encounter with the divine. We react with a healthy dose of reverent respect and awe, and then we respond to that encounter with love. We respond with goodness toward our fellow human beings. I always like to say we can't help it because we've been changed. We've been changed forever by the encounter with the living Christ. Nothing since that encounter has ever been or will ever be the same. And if you have had that moment with Christ, you know what I'm talking about. Energetic goodness is what you are experiencing now as the advent of Christ appears and we are changed into people of revival. Moving out of the darkness, moving out of the oppression and into light and freedom. transformed from reaction to proaction, transformed from perishable to imperishable, from flesh to spirit, from mortal-minded to the immortal mind of Christ. That's the transformation that occurs in you the moment you say yes to Jesus. Those of you that have this ongoing relationship with our Lord understand this to be true. Once you encounter the transforming power of Christ, you can never go back to the way that you once were, because Christ transforms us. Christ changes us. As the psalmist says, we begin to hum a different tune. We begin to sing a new song. We sing praises to our God. We sing praises to our King. We sing His praises and thanksgivings to all the earth. We share the good news of what He has done in our lives. We can't help it. We have been changed. See, if you are here this evening, you are among those around the world tonight who have made singing praises to God a priority above the rest of the trappings and the pageantry of the season. You're singing praises to God tonight for the great thing that He has done in sending Christ Jesus to us to redeem us from every lawless deed, as he purifies for Himself a people of His own possession. Do you feel like one who belongs to Jesus tonight? You should. If you've said yes to Jesus, you are His and He is yours. You have given yourself over to be made one of those purified people, to be made one of God's own people who He will use to do good things for the kingdom. You can't help it because you've been changed. Turn to your neighbor and say, I can't help it. Turn to your other neighbor and say, I have been changed. Now, I'm not naive. I know that sometimes the Christmas season can be hard on people. And I know that somebody out there, maybe on the live stream, might be saying to themselves, Pastor, I hear your words, but I don't feel changed. I want to feel changed. I want to do good things. I want to feel good things. I want to have good thoughts about myself and about other people. I want to have this encounter with the divine that you're speaking of and be changed in my heart and my mind and my body, my soul. I want that. But if I'm honest, you might be saying, I'm anxious much of the time. I'm angry. I'm depressed. I can't really even explain exactly why. I just feel lost and hurt and angry and misunderstood. Things aren't exactly in place in my little world. My world's a little bit dark. How can I ever sing a new song? If that resonates with you this evening, if you're tuning in on the live stream and that sounds like familiar territory for you, if tonight is not so much a celebration for you, but rather more of an attempt to find some hope, an attempt to find some love, to find a little bit of joy, to find just a moment of peace, then I have to tell you that you are beloved of God and you're in the right place. You've tuned in to the right place because Jesus Christ came to earth for you. Amen. Jesus Christ has been born to us so that the lost, the hurting, the anxious, those who are angry, those who are misunderstood, so that they might find the peace that all of us, saved and unsaved, so desperately crave. All we want is peace. Don't you want that in your life? I want it in my life. Jesus Christ came to us that we might be saved from the darkness, that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Now, the great thing about tonight, as Melody demonstrated to us, it's about giving and receiving. This is a night that God gave His one and only Son so that whosoever would receive Him would have life everlasting. And so I encourage, if you haven't yet, accept God's Christmas gift to you. It's got your name on the name tag, I promise. It was put in the manger just for you. Receive the free gift of hope and peace and joy and love, and you will be transformed from a child of darkness into a child of light. You can't help it. You will be forever changed.
Amen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen.
The next hymn is on page 194. Oh, holy night, we will sing all verses.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.